Moshe Shapa Kamrit, as if to say, like Moshe means God Lador, Shapa Kamrit Betmiya, like I have a cash on you. Are you saying good? Elohosom Vahocha Asuke Milsi Vleslombo. That's that somebody says Baruch Abba and he stops for a second to take a breath. The Chur, there's nothing wrong with that. He's not really stopping, he's continuing. Just he's taking a breath. So a short stop is nothing wrong. Shrashi Kol Asuke Milsohayil. Vekavanosa Ligma Leslombo. Since you have intentions right now to finish the pasuk, just you're taking a breath in between. So to take a breath in between, there's nothing wrong. If you take a short interval, that would be all right. And on my Rava Rava says, Loilema Inish Yehei Shmei Rabba, you should not say Yehei Shmei Rabba and stop. For Hod de Mavorach, don't stop after Rabba and not say Mavorach. Ela the Nusach should be Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavorach Badodi. That's the way you should say it. You have to say Hashem's name should be blessed. In other words, you should not say like Hashem's name and then stop and then say Mavorach, because the word after Hashem also looks like you're saying Hashem's name, maybe Levatolo. So whenever you say Hashem's name, where the word before, the word after it, always say it together. O Malay Rav Safra Moshe Shapa Kamrit, like Lashon God Lador, again, are you saying the right thing? Like if he makes a little interval, what's wrong with it? Elohosim V'Hocha, here and there. Ahasuke Nilsu V'Leslombo. Stam, a small interval, there's nothing wrong. If you stop, say, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, and stop, and then a few minutes you say Mavorach, that's no good. If you stop, take a breath in between, that's alright. Doesn't look like you're saying Hashem's name, Levatolom, because you for sure have in mind to finish it. You just take a little bit of breath, that's alright. Right. Then the Mishnah said, Mokem Shinogu Lichvam. Where the meaning was to say the psukim over again, certain psukim you say twice, you're allowed to say it. So Mar says, Tono Rebbe, Rebbe learned, Koifa Bodvorim. We say a few psukim over. Koifa Bodvorim, Rashi, Me'ona Vaholo. And after Onor Hashem, Moshiyano, we say like Baruch Abba, like we do, we say it twice. The end from Onor Hashem, Moshiyano, the next few psukim, we say them all twice, till the end. We have Yeleza Ben Pratia, Moise Bodvorim. He even added a little bit more psukim than just those last psukim of Baruch Abba, Hashem, Hashem, and Nahod Hashem. He added more psukim. Ma Moise, what did he add onto it? Amrabaya Moisev Lichbol Mi Oidukholomata. From Oidukholomata he also said to say it twice, like we do. Shrashim Yoidukholomata, capriciously Yel. Shakola Mizba Koifam Reshav Yatkan. We also, like we do it. Oidukhokyani Sani, we say twice, and Evamasu, and Mesa Hashem, and Zoisa Zehayim, we also start saying this twice. That we say more. If he just said just Baruch Abba to Oid Lashem, you say twice. And we even say a little bit more, the end of Menah Meitzer also we say twice. Baitot Levorach Yivorach. Then the Mishnah says, if the minig is to make a bracha, but Mashm, if the minig is not to make a bracha, you don't have to make a bracha by Hallel. Shred Exact Yomorah. Omer Abaye says, that you say, sometimes you don't say a bracha, Loishonu Vel Loyachrov. It's only a Shailuf after Hallel, like we do, at the end of Hallel we also say a bracha. That's the question. If there's a minute to say it, say it. If no minute, don't say it. Avolofono, Mashenke, to say the bracha before you say Hallel, mitzvah levorach. Then you always have to say the bracha. Because before you do a mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. Then saying Hallel is a mitzvah, therefore for sure you always have to say the bracha before you say Hallel. The Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, kol ha mitzvah is kulum. Whenever you go to do a mitzvah, the klal is, mevorach alayin oyuvel athiyosin. You have to make sure to say the bracha before you start to do the mitzvah. So here by Hallel, true, there are two brachas, before and afterwards. So the one afterwards could be doubtful, a minig, maybe sometimes yes, sometimes no. However, the bracha before, since that's the ikar klal by all mitzvahs, you have to say the bracha before you start to do the mitzvah. So here also, before you start to say Hallel, you have to say a bracha. So there is no argument that you have to say the brachas always before you start saying Hallel. So tomorrow, my mashma the high over lishto the aktumehu. What's the right that the bright Shmuel said a cloud that kol ha mitzvahs kulam mevorach lem over lasiyosin? How do you know over means before you do it? Maybe over means like over after you did it. But maybe means after you did the mitzvah, then you have to make the bracha. How do you know to say that Shmuel meant to say over lasiyosin means before you do the mitzvah? So Mor says the Yomer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok. The pasuk says vayoras achimoyatz. Derech HaKikor, he ran through the valley, through the Derech HaKikor, Vayavar Es HaKushi, and he passed the Kushi. So here it means he ran in front of him. See, Eloshin of Ovar means in front. And Abayi says, Mehocha from here, who Ovar, its name, he went in front of him. You see, clearly the word Ovar means in front.
here also, that the Shmuel said, Kol ha-mitzvahs kulin, mevorach alein oivalat yosin, means before you do the mitzvah, before the ma'isah mitzvah, you have to make the bracha. V'boi yisayim, another rayis from here, miyocha. Pasuk says, v'yavro malochem lefneim, v'ashem baroshem. That the malochem went in front, so it says, loshen v'yavro, that means they passed and went in front. But that's the klal by all mitzvahs. When do we make the bracha? Oivalat yosin, before we do the mitzvah, we have to make the bracha. Since the famous Taisa talks about it, the question is, how do we make a bracha on lulav?
According to the question of Taisis, Mitam zeh tzorach levorach ha-lulav, kodim shit lenu. Who adin, before you take the lulav, you have to make a bracha. Dila acha shenot loy, because if after you picked up the lulav with the esrig, midi agvo nofik vei. As soon as you pick up the esrig and the lulav, you makayim the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah, lakachtem, to take it. What does lakicha mean? Just pick it up. Then the nuum we had before is only la mitzvah. If you don't do the nuum, you don't shake, you still makayim the mitzvah. So the ikra mitzvah is time picking it up. So Mela Takasha, when do we make the bracha? According to this Gemara, we have to make the bracha, then it comes out before we even pick up the lulav. So Zoi says, it's not mistaber like that, they should have to make the bracha before you pick it up.
Like how can you make the bracha and the lulav is still on the table? The yesuk is still in the box.
When do we make a bracha on tefillin? Mamas, when you're about to put it on your hands, you make the bracha. V'chol shor eshein ha-mitzvah. Mezumenes b'yod alasas le'mestav ha-klal ha-borach alov. And calls the man the mitzvah not in your hand, ready to do it, you can't make a bracha yet. So the question is then, how do you make a bracha on lulav? If you pick up the lulav first, you're ready to make the mitzvah. And to make the bracha before you pick it up is not mestavra. The Torah gives a few terutzim. Tais says, v'shema mishayas chalita lulav kodim shit lesrig. Mevorach. That's one etzer. Pick up the lulav and make the bracha on the tilas lulav. And you're not holding the esrig yet. So you're not mekayim the mitzvah because all dalad minim are makvin zezeh. You can't have the mitzvah without all four of them. So melo hold just the three of them, not the esrig. Make the bracha, you didn't do the mitzvah, and then pick up the esrig. That's one etzer. Inam, another etzer is, the way we usually do it is, leyacha shenoyto shneyem elo shahoyfech echad mihem. Turn upside down the yesrig. That's usually our minik. The aminim b'say pirkin. Kishahavchu, the enyotze b'mitzvah, eladerik nilosin. You only mekayim the mitzvah if you hold the dalad minim the way they grow. You have to hold the lulav up, the adasim, the rodas, and esrig upwards the way they grow. So if you hold the esrig upside down, you're not mekayim the mitzvah yet. Kudashinim perigul of arova. Midasiv atse shitim oimdim. Yeah. So usually that's our minute, that's what we do. We'll make sure to take the esrig upside down, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah yet, but you're holding them in your hand, so then the klal is. Yeah. So usually this is the minute that we do. Then Toi says another rate is, the afilu nokot l'derog the loss, and maybe even if you took the lulav of an esrig the way you're mekayim the mitzvah, you're holding it upright, efshe sheyeschaven shlelotzeis boy. Another rate is, when you first pick it up, have in mind not to be mekayim the mitzvah. Ad achar a bracha, until after you say the bracha. The afa gav der minim v'seif ruah bezdin. The mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavona, even according to the man diyoma that says, you could be mekayim the mitzvah. Even though you don't have intentions to do it, you don't have kavona. Mikomokam bar korcha lenofik. That's for sure. But bar korcha, if you don't want to do the mitzvah, you don't have a kima mitzvah. Another answer is, when you first pick up the lulav esrig, have in mind, I don't want to have the mitzvah yet. I don't want to do the mitzvah yet. I only want the mitzvah to be chal after I make the bracha. So then you can go ahead and make the bracha, as far as after you make the bracha, that's when you are making the mitzvah. However, the minig is to do the way Tais is the middle etzer. So we pick up the esrig upside down. Not to be samech on the first etzer, because maybe you won't say that tonight. Maybe you stam say, I don't want to get to the mitzvah altogether. And then you won't be mekayim it altogether. Like you have to make sure to say, you don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah until after I make the bracha. So the best etzer usually is the middle etzer in Tais. That when we pick up the esrig right away, we hold it upside down. So we're not mekayim the mitzvah yet. Then we say the bracha, oivulat yosin, and then we go and do the mitzvah. So the Mishnah. Halokeach lulav mechaveira b'shrius. Comes a shona shrius, a shmita, and you want to go Eretz Yisrael, and you want to go buy an esrog and lulav this year. Is halokeach lulav mechaveira, if you buy a lulav from your friend, b'shrius, noisun la esrog b'matona. Try and make it that the person gives you the esrog for a present. Like, don't have to pay for the esrog. Lefi, shein rishoy l'loichoy b'shrius. Because you're not allowed to buy the teiris on shrius. So Rashi learns like this.
If you buy a lulav from your friend on Shavuos, now the lulav for sure has no Kedusha Shavuos. The Kedusha Shavuos is only chal upon the peiros, only upon fruits. Fruits and vegetables have a lot of have Kedusha Shavuos, but you're not going to do business with them. Mashenkin, stam the tree, the bark, and the lulav has no Kedusha. So therefore, the lulav you're allowed to buy. So Rashi says, Li nira, da lokeach lulav mi amoritz. We're talking about you buying from an amoritz. Do aba amoritz kumari, can I mean the Gemara? The amoritz agavi chobel a korne chaveri. Sefer Rashi changes the girsa. Don't say lokeach lulav mi chaveri, because your friend, if you're a choshev person, usually you don't have an amoritz for your friend. Sefer Rashi changes the girsa and says, ha lokeach lulav mi amoritz. Taisa says no, a lot of times we find that a chava could have an amoritz for a friend. So you could have the girsa of lokeach lulav mi chaveri. But we'll talk about an amoritz here. The e lokeach, vi lokeach nami amoritz, and that's Rashi says, if lokeach an amoritz, so he won't listen to you. So we're talking about now the person that's buying it is a chavra, a chosh of a person. So that's Rashi's kasha. How could you say his friend was an amoritz? So Rashi changed the girsa. But I call upon the din is, noitzin lo yesu b'matona. Chodesh shakoyna hoishana kula mi amoritz, b'shriyas. If you go to buy the old dalad mina from an amoritz on shriyas, yevakesh mimeno litin lo yesu b'matona. Ask him, please do you a favor and give me the yesrig for a present. I don't want to have to pay you for the yesrig. Give it to me for a present. I'll pay you for a luluf. You know why? Because you're not allowed to buy payer shviyas from an amoritz on shviyas. We'll soon see why not. So the Gemara. What's going to be if the amoritz says, a smart guy, he doesn't want to give it to you for a present. It's worth a lot of money. He says, no, I want you to pay me for it. I'm not going to give it to you for a present. So you're stuck. How are you going to get the yesrig? Is Amar Afuna Mavliya Loi Dimei Esrig Belulav. You have another Reitzah. Tell him, you know what? I'm going to pay you now for you. Well, you want $20 for the Esrig and $2 for the Lulav. I'll pay you now $20 for the Lulav. That's what you tell him. And tell him that I'm paying you now the money for the Lulav. Hey, it's Mavliya, like swallow it up. Dimei Esrig, the value of the Esrig Belulav. So you're only paying for the Lulav, you're not paying for the Esrig. So Grashi Yimcha Lulav Biyakir. Pay more money for the Lulav. Until eventually he'll agree to give you the esrog for matana. Now what's wrong? For the Gemara of Leis of Lei Behedya, what's wrong? Why can't you pay? Why can't you give money for the esrog? Like as the ik isa schoira, we're not talking about the isa midiraita. Like Teresh Shvius are like this. The trees that give off fruit on Shvius, so you're not allowed to own it, to act like as if it's yours. You can't like put a gate around it and be mishamrit and keep it for yourself. You have to let it be hefker. But the locher is, when it's hefker, you have a right to go down and pick off a few fruits, and if you have extra fruits, you're allowed to sell the extra fruits. That's not called doing business. On shvi'is, you're not allowed to do business with your fruits. Like you're not allowed to just own an orchard, just to take down the orchard to sell the peiros. That's also, you're not allowed to do schoiro, business with peiros shvi'is. But you're allowed to pull them off, eat them. So if you pulled off a few esrogim, and you had one or two left over, the locher is, you're allowed to sell it. So there's no issue really selling the esrog. That's the Gemara's kasha now. So if you go to this Amoritz that pulled off a few esrogim for himself, and he has one or two extra now, why can't you pay him for him? Give him money for it. He's allowed to sell it. There's no issue there either. Tread the Gemara of Aleis of Levedja. Go give him the money directly for the esrog. So Gemara answers the Pshach and our Mishnah is like this. Lefi she'ein moisrin demei perish shviyas l'amoritz. There's a new halacha. You can't give the value of perish shviyas to an Amoritz. The halacha of shviyas is like this. Perish Shavuos have a Kedusha on it, that there's halachas, you're not allowed to ruin it, you're only allowed to eat it, you can't do business with it. And when it comes to Zman HaVir, by Hanukkah time, you have to destroy it, you can't eat it anymore. After the Zman HaVir, after there's no more fruits in the fields for the animals to eat, then the halacha is called Zman HaVir. Some of the Shreinim, some Shreinim say you just have to be mafkarit, and then you can eat it. And some Shreinim say no, when it comes to that time when the animals can't eat it, you have to take it outside and leave it there, and you're not allowed to eat it. But these are all kedusha that apply to the perish shviyas. Now, let's say you have this esrog that grew on shviyas. Now, when you sell the esrog and you get money, it has a chalip into it. The money has kedusha on it. The money, the demay peiros have kedusha on it. So, if you're going to buy this esrog off the amoritz, you're giving him money. When the amoritz gets the money, it has kedusha shviyas on the money. That with this money also, he's not allowed to buy something that is going to keep more than this manavir or to destroy it. You have to, with the money, buy something, buy fruit, let's say, to eat it before the Zman HaVir. So, the halacha is, to an Amoritz, you're not allowed to give him money, because he doesn't know these halachas. So when you're going to give him the money for the Esrig, the money now gets Kedusha also. So you're giving him money that has Kedusha to an Amoritz, he's not going to know what to do with it. He'll keep it too long, he'll buy the wrong things with it. That's why the Klal is, you're not allowed to pay an Amoritz money for his Peiros or Shvius. That's the Klal. Lefi Shein Meisrin Demei Peiros Shvius Lamoritz. The Tanya, we learned like this. Ein Meisrin Demei Peiros Shvius Lamoritz. Yoisim Imosin Shalasudis. You're not allowed to buy off an Amoritz on Shvius to pay for his fruits more than the value that he would spend to buy three meals. Hey, let's say three meals cost $10. So $10 worth of fruit, you're allowed to buy off him. Because when he gets the money, it's Mestavro will use it up right away. He needs to eat with. So buy Mosin Shtei Suda, Shalashudas, and leave it right away. Now, the whole shash is, maybe you buy something that'll leave along a long time after Zman Abir. But if you only give him enough money to buy three Suddhas, he'll use it up right away. So Rashi says, Ein Moisrin de Mei Peris. The Ater Yomateris says, Li Ochlo, you're allowed to eat Peris Shvias, but learn the story. You can't do business with it. Shekol Peris Shvias, Chayovin Lezvayim Shvias. Heinu Demeyim. All the Peris and the money, the value of the Peris, when you sell them, the money has Kedusha, has to be destroyed. You can't do schero to hide it, like to hide the money till after shvius. Well, the ashram become rich because there's a zman beer. Like after there's no more fruits in the fields, then you have to take everything out and it has to be destroyed. Then, so you're not letting the amoritz do business with the money to hide the money. The amoritz chashudim akat. I almost don't know these halachas. The chashud. Therefore, you're not allowed to give them the money. The value of likach mem klum. Because if you give them money, with the money they may buy like 100 tons to store it, to become rich, and with that money they'll keep after Shavuos. So you're not going to do that. Therefore, Yos Mimozan Shalashudis, Ava Mozan Gimel Sudais, Moisun Grechayev, Ekel Maimel Sudis Shabbos, Utsara Chibon Hutabir Shabbos, Hutlochayim as a Shabbos. But just to buy three meals, we're not afraid he'll store it, he'll for sure buy the food and eat it right away. So that's mutter. The Yimoser, let's say you made a mistake and you bought $100 worth of Teres off the Amoritz and you gave him the $100 bill. So now the Lacher is this $100 bill now has Kedusha Shvius. So we have to be afraid the Amoritz is going to take this money and buy wrong things with it. He'll hold it too long even after Zman Abir. So you'd be over with Naivu, you're making the Amoritz do an Aveira. So the answer is like this. Yoyma, you should say, Harei Moyes Halolu. You yourself should be mechalol the kedusha of the money on your peris. In other words, halacha of peris shvius is like this. It's your son. The original apple that grew in shvius always remains kodesh. You can never take off the kedusha from the original peri. But if I buy this peri off you and I give you the money, so now the money gets kedusha from this peri. The peri gives off its kedusha, doesn't take, it remains kedusha also, but it gives kedusha onto the peris also. Now these peris, if you sell it to somebody else, the kedusha goes off these peris onto the next one. The kedusha on the second, the peris, transfers from one to another to another. It keeps on going down the line. So if you gave the Amoritz $100 bill and it has Kedusha, so the answer is take the Kedusha off the $100 bill and say you want the Kedusha from the $100 bill, go off it, go on to Paris you have in your house. So the original fruit always remains Kedush, and whatever came after it also remains Kedush. So that's the answer here. Make sure that the $100 bill does not become Kedush by saying you want it to be Mechal. Rashi says, Yehei Mechalolim HaParis Yesh with Erbeisei, Shenim Shal Shvius. V'yechnesu HaParis the Kedusha Tachtayim. Now the payers get the Kedusha Shvius instead of the money. That's the Eitzah. Ubal v'yechlem b'kedusha Shvius. Then when you go home, the payers that you